Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And welcome to Natural Eating with Alyssa. Today we're doing vegan cooking for two, part two. We're talking about salads and stews and soups and cheese substitutes. So that it's sort of like, what are some of the benefits that the vegan diet has? And I think this is something to talk about because people don't realize that sometimes by taking away something, you actually give back something. You know, what we're talking about with a vegan diet is grains and fruits and vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds and plant oils. And with all of these foods, that with the animal fat taken out, basically you're looking at a lower risk of heart disease. And you might be improving your heart health. Definitely improving your kidney function, which does a lot of filtering of blood. And so if you've got less heavy weight stuff to filter, the kidneys sort of take a break and breathe a sigh of relief. You basically can lower your blood sugar levels, and this works wonders for sugar control. So you have less processed sugars. And then we're looking at, you know, the reduced risk of certain types of cancers. You know, it's something that cancer takes the life of so many people, that if you can eliminate that health risk in your diet. There are different kinds of vegan diets. There's a raw vegan diet, which has no cooking. There's a whole food vegan diet. There's what they call a starch solution, which has 70% starches, 20% vegetarian, and 10% fruits. So, you know, there's different styles of vegan diets that you can create if you're interested. You can definitely, they call it a Thrive diet, which is raw and vegan. And, you know, what you're looking at is how can you lower your saturated fat? How can you lower your sodium? And when you start decreasing your anti-inflammatory, the things that inflame your joints, basically you feel better. And I know so many people have the issue of their hands or their knees or their back causing them a great deal of pain just because it's inflamed. And a lot of that has a lot to do with your diet. So if you can reduce things that reduce the pain and reduce, you know, the high blood pressure that comes with it, you feel better. And I think this is something that we're all looking to do in our lives. I think, you know, basically, people have concerns, and rightly so. You know, they say, well, there isn't vitamin B12. Well, some people take supplements to get that B12, so that way they're not getting it from the meat source, they're getting it from a supplement source. And the same is true of vitamin D. Obviously, sunshine is wonderful, and it fortifies, but a lot of people count on milk to get their vitamin D, and this is another way of doing it. You know, iodine, there are types of algae and whole grains and some fruits and vegetables that have iodine in them. So again, you can find it from a different source. It doesn't have to come from animal products. Calcium can come from soy, chia seeds or broccoli, bok choy. You know, again, it's learning more about what your diet provides you and where you get certain needs that the body just says, well, what about this? You know, for zinc, you can certainly find zinc in beans or lentils. And your seeds and nuts have zinc. And your omega-3 fatty acids that can be found, again, in flax seeds, in chia seeds, some types of algae oil, and Brussels sprouts. So you certainly can find the thing that people will say, well, but what about? You know, they think they're warning you, and actually you could be educating them. You know, that there's certainly other sources of what you're looking for. And I think this is the joy of doing this show for myself, to give back to you, and for you to, you know, understand that there's certainly some sources of information, sources of diet, sources of choices that maybe you haven't tried. And knowing that you can try it for yourself or your family or your friends gives you some options that I think is, it's just exciting to me. I'm always amazed at how much the world of food, the world of plants can offer for us in terms of flavor and texture and taste and even temperature. You know, not everything has to be cold. I was looking at things that people say, well, what about your cheese substitute? And what happens is cashews become a wonderful source of creating a cashew ricotta, a cashew parmesan, for example. And let me talk about the cashew parmesan for now. You know, you want to adjust your oven rack to the middle position and heat the oven, or preheat to 275 degrees. And you're taking 3/4 cup of raw cashews, 3 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, 2 tablespoons of raw pine nuts, and then 1 tablespoon of chopped green olives that have been patted dry, and just 3/4 teaspoon of table salt. You certainly could use flour of the ocean salt. You could use sea salt or Himalayan salt. And basically, you're going to process these ingredients in a food processor until they're all finely ground. It takes about a minute. It doesn't take that long. You scrape the sides down, and you just keep everything moving. And then you spread this mixture on a rimmed baking sheet, all even, and you bake at 275 degrees until the mixture is light, golden, and dry to the touch, about 20 minutes. And you stir the mixture and rotate the sheet halfway through that baking, and then you let the mixture cool after roughly that 20-minute period, about 15 minutes, and then break apart any large clumps before you serve it. And you can refrigerate it for up to a month. So again, you can create something as a topping, create something as a spice. You know, I find salads are wonderful sources of combining foods that you wouldn't necessarily put together. And the same is true of soups. The difference for me and in life between a soup and a stew is that the pieces are bigger in the stew. They're chunkier. They're something that you can certainly enjoy having something to chew. And, you know, it's exciting to, again, do something different for yourself, for your family, for your friends. And I think this is something that I have certainly enjoyed in creating these shows, is I'm always amazed how much there is out there, the fact that I've been doing this show for close to 15 years now, and there's still something more to learn. And I think this is what, you know, what brings me back every month, to share with you what I'm learning, to share with you what's possible for you. And I think, you know, again, you know, whether it's vegan, whether it's vegetarian, whether it's keto, I mean, there's so many choices out there that it's being willing to just say, oh, I could try that. I know when you're looking at soups, if you're making a sweet potato and peanut soup, I love the combination. But I'm quoting from the Vegan for Cooking for Two from the American Test Kitchen And basically, they said, you know, move over, grape jelly. This soup, inspired by peanut and sweet potato soups, beloved throughout several West African cuisines, proves that the humble sweet potato is actually a peanut's perfect mate. I think that's fun. So putting things together that you might not have tried before, you could certainly do that. And basically, you know, to get this soup on the table in a weekend, you know, they pare ingredient list down to just the essentials. The namesake potatoes, and peanuts, onion, bell pepper, and garlic for savory depth. And the broth for the right soupy consistency. And then a few judiciously chosen spices and herbs. And I think, you know, whether you're dealing with chopped fresh cilantro, your different kinds of salt that are out there, and your unsalted roasted peanuts. You can chop them coarse and then divide them up. So basically, you're heating in a large skillet, a large saucepan, over medium heat until the oil is shimmering. And then you add onion. And basically, you're chopping that onion up fine, a small onion. And you're going to be sauteing it with the bell pepper. So you can take a small red bell pepper and chop that fine as well. And you cook these two until they're roughly softened. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes. And then you take garlic, about 2 cloves of garlic that you've minced. You stir that in with coriander, which is your cilantro, about two tablespoons. And then your cayenne, that brings in the heat, which is nice. Just an eighth of a teaspoon. It's optional if you don't like heat, but if you do, this is one way to bring up the heat, as they say. And you cook all this about 30 seconds. Again, it doesn't take long. So then you stir in the broth, and the broth is vegetable broth, about 2 cups. And I think this is so nice because, again, you can get broth pre-done, pre-made, and just perfect for stirring into a soup and creating a soup. And you scrape up any brown bits. The brown bits are always the flavor, and that's what's fun. And then stir in potatoes, and you're using about a pound of sweet potatoes that have been peeled and cut into half-inch pieces. And this is something that, again, you can make sure that you've got enough, that this is going to create the thickness. And you're simmering all this together, about a fourth of a cup of peanuts as well, a little salt. And you bring that up to a simmer, and then you partially cover, and you cook until the sweet potatoes are tender, about 10 to 15 minutes. And then you're going to process that sweet potato mixture with a blender. You make it nice and smooth. It takes about 2 minutes. I'm going to take a sip of my wonderful tea here. I made a lemon, black pepper, cardamom pod, cinnamon, with aluminums, and made a wonderful tea. Now you're bringing all this stuff to the simmer, as I said, and then you're going to process that mixture in a blender. It takes about 2 minutes. And you return the soup to that now empty saucepan. Thank you. Excuse me. And you return for a brief simmer over medium heat. And you adjust the consistency with a little extra hot broth as you need. Excuse me. And then off the heat, you're going to season with salt and pepper to taste. And I find that certain salts, like the flower of the ocean salt, excuse me, some of the salts have more flavor than not. And And the good news is you don't have to season as much. I'm going to drink a little more of my tea. Oh, I love tea in the morning. One of the joys in life. And then you can garnish this soup with a little bit of cilantro. And then the remaining peanuts before serving. And you can refrigerate this soup for up to 3 days. So the good news is you can make it ahead of time. We have been very windy out here. And with the drive, we've had a lot of smoke. We've had fires in our area. And that certainly gives us something to think about, to be grateful for the fact that we have our homes and our neighborhood to keep us safe. I think all this is something that it's important to know what you're grateful for. Now, making a vegetable chowder with Dijon panko topping. This is a creamy, dairy-free vegetable chowder. And I love how America's Test Kitchen calls it at once refined and cozy. The perfect centerpiece for a winter, wintry night or a casual night spent streaming a show on the couch. I think that's part of the joy of making these foods, of making any foods for friends, to have them over, to share nutrition, to share, you know, some of your pleasure that you've done in putting this together. And here you're using the panko, which is breadcrumbs, and there's 3 tablespoons of panko, and a teaspoon of oil in a bowl, and you stir it, and they're saying microwave. I would say put it in a saucepan on the stove and just bring them together until it's nice and golden. It takes about 2 to 4 minutes. And you're stirring in a little mustard and a little lemon zest, and you're going to season with salt and pepper to taste, and then you set that aside. And you're heating the remaining tablespoon of oil in a large saucepan, again, over medium heat, until that oil is nice and shimmering. And then you're going to add your sliced fennel. And this is taking a small fennel bulb, and you mince the fronds, and you take the stalks, discard those, and you take the bulb and cut it in half, and then slice it thin. And so you're adding the sliced fennel, and you take a small onion that you've chopped fine, and you cook till it's nice and softened and lightly browned. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes. And you stir in garlic and thyme. Again, not very much. You could do about a teaspoon of minced fresh thyme, or a quarter of a teaspoon if it's dried. And you're going to be cook that fennel and onion together until it's softened and lightly browned, again 5 to 7 minutes. And then you stir in some garlic, about 3 cloves that have been minced, and about a teaspoon of minced fresh thyme, or a quarter of a teaspoon of dried thyme. And you cook until it's nice and fragrant, about 30 seconds. And then you stir in the wine, about 1/4 cup of dry white wine, and you scrape up any of that brown bits that happen in the bottom of the pan, and you cook until mostly evaporated. It takes about a minute, again, not very long. And you're using 2 cups of vegetable broth, and you stir that in, and then 1/2 of your potatoes, and there's 12 ounces of red potatoes that have been unpeeled and cut into 1/2-inch pieces and divided. And then you process this potato cauliflower mixture You add about 8 ounces of cauliflower. And do it in the blender until it's nice and smooth, about 2 minutes. And then you return the mixture to that empty saucepan, stir in the remaining potatoes, and bring it nice to simmer, medium heat, and stir in the remaining cauliflower, return to simmer, and just add enough consistency with the hot broth to this consistency that you want. And then off the heat, you stir in the lemon juice, and you season it with salt and pepper to taste, and you have this beautiful, beautiful chowder that's bright and flavorful. And again, you can it can refrigerate up to 3 days, so you can keep it and enjoy it. When we come back, we'll have more recipes, so stay tuned. Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air through a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to Vegan Cooking for Two. And we're talking about soups and stews and salads today. Three S's. And today talking about vegetable chowder, which is fun. Basically, you're taking potatoes and doing what you need to do with all of it. And I realized I just covered that, so I am going to move right along. This is such a beautiful book. I love America's Test Kitchen because they include photographs, and I think recipe books that let you see the possibility of what your food can look like, I think is wonderful. And it gives you an idea for presentation. Not that you have to stick to it strictly, but I think this is something that sometimes it helps you to get increase your vocabulary. Now, what they talk about, sun-dried tomato and a white bean soup, You know, cans of tomato soup concentrate can evoke sort of childhood nostalgia. But the happy memories end there. For a more grown-up version that's heartier, tastier, and almost as easy to throw together as the concentrated stuff, we make an unexpected, the use of an unexpected ingredient, canned white bean, and they're liquid. So the beans provide the soup with a velvety backdrop, buttery nuttiness, I love these words, and substitute earthiness, not to mention plenty of protein for long-lasting satisfaction. So to keep the grown-up vibe going, instead of canned tomatoes, we use tangy sun-dried tomatoes, which I love to use as well. They're sometimes very good on a salad, or they're very good sometimes on a sandwich as a kind of crunch. And they're so potent that just a mere 3 tablespoons is plenty to make the tomato mark on the soup once they've been simmered and blended. So you're bringing beans, that's 1 can of small white beans, and they're liquid, and then the broth, and then you're using about a cup and a fourth of vegetable broth, and then 3 tablespoons of oil-packed sun-dried tomatoes that have been patted dry and chopped, plus a tablespoon of tomato oil that comes with those sun-dried tomatoes. And so you're bringing the beans and their liquid, the broth and tomatoes, and the tomato oil to simmer over medium heat in a large saucepan, and you cook until the beans begin to break down. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes. And that grated Parmesan cheese that we talked about just a little while ago is something that, again, cashews create some of the consistency for that. And you're going to process the bean mixture in a blender until it's nice and smooth. It takes about 2 minutes, and then you scrape down the sides of the blender jar as needed. And then you return the soup to a now empty saucepan and return to brief simmer over medium heat, and you add consistency, adjust the consistency with a little extra hot broth as needed. And then off the heat, you stir in the basil, and you season with a little salt and pepper to taste, and you top the individual portions with that Parmesan and extra basil before serving. Excuse me. And the soup can be refrigerated for up to 3 days, and I think this is kind of fun because you can make certain things ahead of time, enjoy the company of your guests, and then just heat things up and enjoy serving without having to be standing over the stove the whole time your guests are there. And I think this is something that, you know, basically enjoying your guests as well as your food. Now, you could make a skillet roasted garlic with chickpeas. And this recipe, although through the power of garlic and an ordinary blender, a humble can of chickpeas is transformed into a creamy, playful, hummus-inspired soup in 30 minutes flat. So to coax that deep, nuanced flavor from such simple ingredients, you start by toasting with the skin on garlic cloves in a clean, dry saucepan until they turn a beautiful golden color and become intensely fragrant. This skillet toasting technique that yields the garlic with a mellow, roasty, mildly sweet flavor, sort of like that of an oven-roasted garlic, in a fraction of the time, so you can enjoy that. So you're toasting the garlic, about 4 cloves, in a large saucepan over medium heat, stirring occasionally until they're fragrant and the skins are just beginning to brown, about 3 to 5 minutes. And then you remove the garlic from the saucepan and let it cool slightly. And then once it's cool enough to handle, you're going to peel the garlic and return to a now empty saucepan and discard the skins. And then you add the chickpeas, again, about a 1 15-ounce can, and they're liquid, and then the broth and the oil, about a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and you bring all that to simmer over a medium heat, and you cook until the chickpeas begin to break down in about 5 to 7 minutes. And then you process that chickpea mixture in a blender until it's nice and smooth, about 2 minutes, scraping the sides down of the, you know, blender as needed. And then you return the soup to a now empty saucepan and return to brief simmer over medium heat. And you adjust the consistency with extra hot broth as needed. And off the heat, you stir in the parsley that has been finely minced and some lemon juice, about a tablespoon, and season with salt and pepper to taste. And that soup can be refrigerated for 3 days, up to 3 days. And again, this is something we're making the soup ahead of time. We're coming into winter, although I have to say we've been extraordinarily hot out here in the desert. But suddenly this week we've had a break in the heat. I don't know what happened, but I'm not complaining. I'm delighted because we went from 115 down to 90 degrees, so that's just fine. I think in general, you know, making soups, making stews, very often it's a combination of what you have in the fridge, of what you want to combine, and then thinking of color, you know, the idea that you can add tomatoes for color, you can add bell peppers for color, you can certainly add different spices for flavor, and the dried flavor as opposed to the fresh flavor. You know, herbs certainly take a twist as far as the volume, how much you use, when you, the difference between fresh and dried. And I think, you know, if you have a small herb garden, people enjoy those so much. And I think this is something that I enjoy myself in years of gardening. So when we come back, more recipes. Stay tuned.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to elysachefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chefforyou@live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarence, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarence Beauty Products. I use Clarence, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarence. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarence and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
looking at vegan recipes for two, and looking at what happens when you do soups or salads or stews. You know, when you're looking at something called mung dal, with tomatoes and spinach and coconut. In India, dal is the word both for beans and lentils, and for the thick stews that are made from them, so that the mung dal is a version made with nutty-tasting split mung beans, which take only 10 or so minutes to cook and give this plant-based dish oodles of staying power, thanks to their high protein and fiber content. And then to create a deeply aromatic flavor base, you first brown an onion in some oil to bring out its sweeter side, and then add a little ginger and garlic and cumin and turmeric and jalapeno to the oil to bloom the flavors of the spices and aromatics before the broth and the mung beans are added. So it's basically seasoning the pan, seasoning the ingredients, letting the flavors marry together. I think this is kind of fun. And we're not looking at a lot. We're looking at, you know, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro, 1 tablespoon of lime juice, plus lime wedges. You use those for serving at the end. And then, you know, just 1 jalapeno chili that's been stemmed and seeded and minced and then divided. And all this in 2 teaspoons of vegetable oil. You know, that 1 small onion that's been chopped fine, you know, blends with a little tablespoon of grated fresh ginger. And, you know, you can mince 2 cloves of garlic. It doesn't take much. So you're combining the tomato, the cilantro, the lime juice, 1/2 jalapeno, and season all that with salt and pepper and just set that aside. And then in a large saucepan over medium heat, you're going to add the onion and cook it until it's soft and lightly browned, about 5 to 7 minutes, and then you stir in the ginger and the garlic, the turmeric. Again, these are like 1 teaspoon or 2 garlic cloves. You know, not very much of the spices. Again, they all have this wonderful merging together when it's in a pot and lightly browned, again, that 5 to 7 minutes. And you cook until it's nice and fragrant. And that actually only takes about 1 minute, so you don't have to cook very long. And then you're taking the broth, and this is 2.5 cups of vegetable broth, and a little water. And you use as much water as you to get the consistency that you're looking for. And then, again, you're scraping up any of those little brown bits that have all the flavor. And then you stir in the beans, about three quarters of a cup of split mung beans that have been picked over and rinsed. And then you stir in the beans and you bring it to a nice simmer and you partially cook it, partially cover it and cook that way until the beans begin to break down. It takes about 10 to 12 minutes. And you're using about 1/3 cup of canned coconut milk. So you're whisking that soup vigorously until the beans are completely broken down. And then you stir in that coconut milk, and you take two or three ounces of frozen chopped spinach that have been thawed, and you squeeze it nice and dry. And you return to simmer, and you cook until the spinach is heated through about 2 minutes. And you adjust the consistency with extra hot broth. And off the heat, you season again with a little salt and pepper to taste, and top the individual portions with a little tomato mixture. And again, this soup can be stored for about 3 days. So basically, you've got this bright red tomato, bright green parsley and spinach, and then you have this wonderful yellow soup that has been put together with spices like ginger and jalapeno. And so this is something where, you know, again, picturing the soup, serving the soup on something colorful can make all the difference in the world. And I think this is what makes all of this so much fun, because you're basically looking at how to put together a meal that your friends will enjoy, that you could make ahead of time and just, you know, warm it up and enjoy their company. You know, whether you're making a summer vegetable stew, you know, Italy's answer to ratatouille, gambolta, or giambolta, is a dish that transforms a bounty of summer vegetables into a fresh, satisfying stew. But given that the stew typically includes zucchini, tomatoes, and eggplant, it's all too easy to wind up eating leftovers all week long if you go a bit too heavy on the vegetables. So our version keeps the quantity in check, calling for just one small eggplant and zucchini and a single can of tomatoes, browning the eggplant and sautéing the tomatoes before adding the vegetables, the vegetable broth. And so that dries off their excess moisture and amps up the flavor, which is fun. So you're tossing a potato, one Yukon Gold potato that's been peeled and cut into half-inch slices. They're saying put it in the microwave. I would just say put it in a saucepan until it's softened, and then heat 2 tablespoons of oil in that saucepan so that you can get everything sort of nice and shimmering. And then you add eggplant, and that's just one little small eggplant, about 8 ounces, and cut into 1-inch pieces. And you put that all together, stirring in the tomatoes, and in a 1 can of whole peeled tomatoes that have been drained, and hold that juice because you can thin it down. And then you heat everything else, pepper, vegetable broth, about 1.5 cups of water, and then a small zucchini that has been half lengthwise and seeded and then cut into pieces. And you stir in the tomatoes, the garlic paste, the oregano and pepper, and you know, do it all cooking about 11 to 13 minutes. Stir in the broth, and you bring that to a simmer and partly cover it so the vegetables are nice and tender in 20 to 25 minutes. And then you stir in the basil, and you top it with a little Parmesan. So, again, you've got a nice vegetable stew that is colorful and uses the vegetables from the garden or that you just happen to enjoy. And I think this is what makes so much of the vegan cooking a delight, that you can put together so many nice combinations and enjoy it all. So stay tuned. We'll have more recipes.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earth Channel channel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number four, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chefforyou@live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to talk about sandwiches. We talked about soup. Basically, why this recipe works, and we're talking about a packable pita sandwich that has hummus, arugula, and tomato. And you're basically taking two of your 6-inch pitas, and you're going to be laying the pita flat on a cutting board, and then you spread 2 tablespoons of hummus. And hummus is so wonderful. You break it up, and on top of each pita, then you sprinkle with a little mint, a little salt and pepper, and then you arrange about half a cup of arugula over half of each of the pita, and then shingle tomato slices and pickled chips, and just put them on top, and you can fold the pitas in half and serve. So it's almost like a taco. And again, it's just very warm, very creamy, very colorful. It's something that is wonderful. And you could use store-bought plant-based ricotta or that ricotta cheese that they have a recipe for here in the book. And they can substitute the plant-based ricotta for hummus. And this, again, is wonderful. So you've got something that's nice and creamy without having the dairy. And then those, you know, tossing the half a cup of chopped roasted red peppers with a little bit of balsamic vinegar. So you have a simple dressing, and you can substitute the pepper mixture for tomato. And I think, again, this just makes so much of this so delightful. And I know it's fun for me to find these and to see what's going on there with color and with texture. Now, to make a grilled cheese sandwich, again, with caramelized onion, for the caramelized onion, you're going to be heating the oil in a 12-inch skillet over medium heat, and it's nice and shimmery. And you're basically adding an onion, 1/4 cup of water, salt, pepper, and you cover and you cook that until the onion is softened and the water has evaporated, about 5 to 7 minutes. And you uncover and you reduce the heat to medium-low and continue cooking until the onion is nice and golden brown. And then you stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons of water and just scrape down any brown bits. And off the heat, you stir in mustard and thyme and transfer to a small bowl and just let it cool slightly. That caramelized onion can be actually refrigerated for up to 3 days. And then for the sandwich, you're going to put the bread slices on a cutting board and brush each slice with a little bit of oil, about 1/2 teaspoon of oil. And then you flip that, those 2 slices of oil, the oil side down, and arrange the onion and apple and the cheddar. Now, when they talk about cheddar, they're talking about something that is non-dairy-based. We call it plant-based cheddar cheese. And it melts beautifully. And again, you know, seeing the picture, you can see how bringing these foods together can create something that is emotionally satisfying, could easily remind you of your own childhood, and yet you're making it so much healthier for yourself. You know, once you've done the bread, you're going to wipe the skillet clean with paper towels, and you place the sandwich in that's now empty skillet, and you over medium heat until the first side is nice and golden brown, and then you use a spatula, and you carefully flip the sandwiches, and then replace the pot, and you cook until the second side is golden brown. And I think you can use store-bought pesto, or you could use your own pesto. And they certainly have a nice recipe for that, and we've talked about pesto before. But, you know, blending, you can use pine nuts for the creamy part of the pesto. And with basil, I like to add parsley and garlic and olive oil, and you blend it all together in a food processor. And you get this beautiful texture as well as a bright, bright green color. And I think this is wonderful for, again, stirring up these childhood memories that we have of what happens when we enjoy our food and our just a different vocabulary. I think this is what's kind of fun. And when I look at... They have a lettuce wrap. Again, you can wrap things in pita, you can wrap things in lettuce, you can put things in a cabbage bowl. You know, so they talk about this light but satisfying dinner takes its inspiration from larb, which is a popular street food in Thailand. It's essentially a tangy, spicy, it's a meat salad in Thailand, but it can be made with other foods, and so in this situation, they're using tempeh, which is a soy-based protein. And so you're whisking your lime juice, your soy sauce, your sugar and garlic, not much sugar, about 2 teaspoons of packed dark brown sugar, and you Thai chili in a small bowl until the sugar has dissolved, and you set that aside. That's kind of like the dressing that you toss it with. And then you're going to be heating your broth and oil in a 10-inch skillet over medium heat, and then you add your tempeh and you cover and you cook until the tempeh is nice and tender and slightly plump. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes. And you uncover and you continue cooking, stirring occasionally until that tempeh is slightly browned, about 3 to 5 minutes. And then off heat, you're using a potato masher to gently mash your tempeh into quarter-inch or smaller pieces, and then you stir in some cilantro and mint and shallot, and reserve your lime juice until you're nice, just toss it together. And you season with extra soy sauce, and then you serve on a lettuce leaf. So it's quite beautiful and quite crunchy, and just a different choice that you can make with this. And I think with all these vegan foods that I'm tempting you with today, it's the notion that you have a choice to use different ingredients, you have a choice for heart-healthy food, and food without hormones. I think that's kind of lovely. If you have the opportunity to buy from Farmers Fresh, I always recommend that. And if you can find things that are organically grown, definitely your first choice. So when we come back, we'll have closing thoughts. So stay tuned.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
I certainly hope you've enjoyed vegan choices today. You know, basically, beans certainly become a staple in a vegan diet. And I think this is something where when you look at creating a pantry that is different than what you might be used to, I think it's something, you know, having miso on hand, I certainly love miso as a flavor. It's definitely salty. Some people relate to it as slightly funky. But basically you're looking at bringing probiotics into your diet. You know, your vinegars, your soy sauce, your nutrition yeast. You know, having capers on hand. You know, sometimes it's just having these things on hand. I know I've enjoyed kimchi tremendously lately. It's become one of my favorites. And I hope you find a favorite in this group. If you can find this wonderful book, Vegan Cooking for Two from America's Test Kitchen. Enjoy. Take care. God bless.